A political analyst says the stark contrast between provincial conservatives and the BC-NDP leaves BC United in a complicated, in-between space, in which they have carved their own identity. BC United under leader Kevin Falcon is being pulled to the right a little bit, Simon Fraser University professor Nicholas Kenny said. The drug decriminalization debate, the tone of United has definitely shifted to the right on that issue, and that is just one example, he said. But at the same time, if he goes too far to the right, he risks alienating the more centrist base of that party. Kenny made these comments after a research company poll that shows BC United in third place with 15% among decided voters, down 2% from a poll the same company conducted in January. Not only does the poll show the Conservatives are consolidating second place, it also shows BC United trending down. If you look at the United numbers, they are close to being within the margin of error in comparison with the BC Greens, he said. BC Greens sit at 11%. The poll's margin of error is plus, minus 3.5%, 19 times out of 20. The poll appeared during the same week that the BC-NDP paused Bill 12 aimed at social media companies and other faceless corporations that are hurting people. New Democrats earlier this session also pressed pause on proposed changes to the Land Act governing about 95% of provincial land. In both cases, government faced criticism from outside and inside the legislature, with BC United framing each as evidence of its effectiveness as the official opposition. BC United puts pressure on the government about the Land Act, BC United's Peter Milobar, MLA for Kamloops North Thompson, said Tuesday in the legislature. Poof, it magically disappears. BC United is putting pressure on Bill 12. Just yesterday, the Attorney General, Nikki Sharma, and Premier, David Eby, were adamant that Bill 12 was going to keep moving forward. Today, poof, it magically disappears. Well, BC United has been putting pressure on this government to end decriminalization today. If they won't end it today, will they at least be consistent and end it tomorrow? Related, Conservatives becoming perfect foil for BC-NDP election hopes. SFU professor. Related. BC pauses bill aimed at social media companies that are hurting people. Related. BC presses pause on Indigenous-related changes to the Land Act. Kenny is not sure whether the public is noticing BC United's accomplishments. The role of the opposition is a thankless task, he said. They are going to be pushing for this, and they might be affecting change, and they might be forcing government to force down on certain things, but the question is, do people notice? Kenny added, it is generally hard for an opposition party to get attention. They don't control the narrative in the same way, he said. They are not as visible, and it requires people paying closer attention than what they probably are some 6 months before an election. It might also be a question of topics. According to the research company poll, almost 4 out of 10 surveyed British Columbians, 37%, consider the related issues of housing, homelessness and poverty the most important issue, followed by healthcare, 21%, and the economy and jobs, 18%. 5% of surveyed British Columbians consider crime and public safety the most important issue. A figure that may surprise some because recent emphasis on public safety issues within the context of drug decriminalization. That issue, public safety, seems to be declining as a top concern for people, Kenny said. Falcon, for his part, does not buy it. I think it's an excellent example of why I don't pay a lot of attention to the polls, Falcon said. I have heard firsthand about this issue virtually in every single town hall that I hold. He added British Columbians are very, very concerned about the explosion of drugs, the criminal activity, the catch and release of defenders. I hear variations of this all the time, which is why I always warn people to be really, really careful about polls, because polls can be remarkably inaccurate.